Reflection on Revelation 5. While the echo of the 24 elders praising God as the Creator still resonant, John noticed that God, who sat on the throne, had in his right hand a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. The double-sided writing could suggest the content in the scroll is final, left no room to add. The seven seals fully guaranteed the authenticity of the scroll. The scroll contains God's plan to restore His good creation to its perfection, completing the redemption for the faithful and carrying out His just judgment for the wicked. John sensed the profound significance of the scroll and the urgency to open it so that the sin, suffering, and spiritual languish of this world could be stopped. A mighty angel roared in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" The angel did not ask the strong one to break it with force, neither the intelligent one to figure out a way to unfold it. He called for the one who is worthy. The worthiness is required and measured by God. As soon as John understood what the angel was asking, he wept and wept, because no one was worthy to open the scroll or even look inside it. The biggest problem humanity faces is the separation from God caused by their sin. And the human beings cannot solve this most pressing problem. At this dreadful moment, I guess John was experiencing disconnection between what he knew in his mind and how he felt in his heart. He forgot there is one who was worthy. But the heavenly assembly would never forget him. One of the elders in the heavenly court announced the good news to John. "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." When John looked, he did not see a mighty lion. He saw a lamb. Once slain but now risen, bears scars of sacrificial slaughter. This is not a picture of victorious for people to think. Who would send a lamb to rescue? No one but God. He directed his people to trust the one perfect sacrifice offered by himself, his own son, Jesus Christ. John must remember that once his old teacher, John the Baptist, pointed to Jesus and told him, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Do we trust that He is the one who can save us from the bondage of sin, grant us eternal life? Immediately after the Lamb took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you're slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." This song announced at least three reasons for Jesus' worthiness. First, he had been slain. Second, his death provides a ransom for believers. Third, he makes his followers into a kingdom and priests who start to serve God on the earth. He did all of this out of love and obedience to his Father. He did this for his Father. He's the only way to his Father, but anyone may come to his Father through him. His Father wants to adopt us and to be our Father. Soon, every angel in heaven encircled the throne and started the second hymn. There were so many of them, and John could not count. Their voice is so loud in singing. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." The countless angels sang with intense joy and reverence. They could not sing without mentioning the worthiness of the Lamb. They offered their praise and worship from every aspect they could think of. This was a crescendo of praise to cause the universe to tremble. Indeed, the universe trembled because every creature from the whole universe started the third song of praise, singing, To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. The concert of praise and worship never ends. Of course, there are always intersections during concert. The concert in heaven has one too. The four living creatures, who were the first to sing praise in chapter 4, pause with a celestial Amen. They take a break for us to join the choir or orchestra to offer praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, to the Son of God. Heaven is a place of authentic, unrestrained celebration. Music goes on, gives wings to our soul to express our deepest appreciation and love for our Creator and Redeemer.